You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Wednesday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 11:30 a.m. Set those alarm clocks. Bobby Beavers, Kevin O'Malley and Chris Pimlott, the team in the studio, jumping in the afternoon at Hexham and Leicester, accompanied by All Weather Racing at Lingfield. Also got action taking us through into the evening with a twilight card at Kempton Park. Plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio by Mr. Tom Morley. How are you, Tom?
Not bad, thank you, Mark.
Yeah?
Yeah, not bad.
Good, good.
Had no winners, though, for a while, so I'm not happy about that.
I suppose you wouldn't be, yeah. You had Shamshon the other day, which...
Yesterday.
Yeah.
I see there was been various talk about it after the race, I think, from some aggrieved people, but I have to say, who would back Shamshon at 5-4?
Even you wouldn't, and you own him, so...
Well, I probably wouldn't back him at 10-1, but he's
a
hound.
Frustrating character, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a hound anyway. He has to have a really strong pace, and whilst I can see that on paper there looked to be a strong pace yesterday, there ended up not being a strong pace, and he was drawn in one, which most people would be delighted about for a horse at Wolverhampton on a sprint trip, but to be honest, that's about the worst draw that you could get for Shamshon. So, number of reasons, and he just ran like he does. I mean, probably, yeah, he looked like he had a great finishing burst the race before, but we all know horses slow down, and it was simply the fact that the others were literally treading water that race. So he'll have his day again when things go in his favour. But you know, if people want to back him into 5-4 favourite, then well, it's up to them, I guess.
You got any out over the next few days and weeks that you fancy, or you're hoping to have a good run with?
To be honest, Swift Approval runs at Lingfield, but he's drawn badly, and that looks a tough race for the lack of money on offer. I think Becker runs sometime this week. I mean, if that's drawn well, I do think Becker ought to be winning soon. I think just found Newcastle just that little bit too stiff last time, so I'd be hopeful of a good run for that one.
Okay, keep an eye out for that then if you are looking for a run on the all weather in the next coming days. So we're going to get some all weather tips for Wednesday from Tom as well very shortly. But before we do, just a little glance towards the weekend and some of the news in the racing world at the moment as well. I don't know if you'll know much about this, Tom, but presenting Percy, front page of the Racing Post today. He obviously won the RSA last year in very impressive fashion.
I did see that one.
Yeah, there's chance he could be a big player in the Gold Cup. He's main plan is to run in Ireland over Christmas, but interestingly, they're thinking about supplementing him for the King George in case the ground is unsuitable. If he enters the King George, then it just adds another element to what is an already superb race. I mean, even you must look forward to the King George on Boxing Day. Tell me you do, Tom. Surely you do.
Well, football is 11 o'clock on Boxing Day, so that shouldn't clash. but I think I am being required to go up to Norfolk on Boxing Day, so I won't get to see any horse racing live. And far more importantly, I might have a runner myself at Wolverhampton.
Well, of course.
but I would struggle to avoid noticing it, wouldn't I? Let's be honest. Yeah. And certainly, I mean, you can understand what they're doing with presenting Percy if they go down that route, because you want as many options as you can. There's only a limited amount of races these horses can run in anyway.
Yeah.
And it costs a few pounds, but at the end of the day, this horse has done Connection so proud that they've got plenty in the... you'd think in the bank, or at least in the mental bank, to allow themselves some flexibility on that front. And quite often, you know, the ground can be surprisingly decent in Ireland compared to perhaps when it gets to a real bog over here. Just because it's heavy over here, it won't necessarily mean it is heavy in Ireland. So, yeah, I think it's a fair enough decision, isn't it? If you've got one of the, you know, a star horse, you want to give it the most options.
Yes, he wants it soft, obviously. Yes. That's the thing. So if it's too quick in Ireland, he'll come over to the King George, depending on what the ground's like there. And it's not like you're paying 10 grand to supplement a horse that's got no chance either. If he comes over, he'll be one of the main players in the race. So
definitely.
You can see why they're considering it. That's one of the stars potentially of the future and future Cheltenham Festival meetings. One of the stars of the past. More often in defeat than winning, but he's been a credit.
Like coming second, didn't
he? Mike Tentoyor has been retired.
You know, not begrudging him that, because we'd all be happy with...
Second in the races he ran in,
yeah. Exactly.
Three times second in the champion hurdle is not bad, is it?
No. And, you know, they've obviously... It's nice sometimes to pick the right time to, you know, don't wait too long and until you're on the downgrade and everyone's going, oh, it's a shame seeing this horse run round, perhaps not at the level he was. And they've obviously taken the decision to, you know, and people can only have fond memories. And as you said to me earlier, it now means that the new one might be the next one to fall by the wayside. But you've got a couple of horses there who have served it up, if you like, race after race in recent time, and
against each other at times as well, which was good. The old it'd be something quite fitting if they retired
simultaneously almost. And you know, there'll be plenty more horses coming to replace them, and then they'll take over the mantle for however many years and so on. So it's really just the way it goes, isn't it? Just a passing of the baton over to new ones.
And we wish them a happy retirement. That is if it is the case for the new one. It depends on his performance in the international hurdle. If he's disappointing, he'll be retired. If he shows he's still got the same old spark, then they'll carry on, I imagine. So
absolutely.
We'll find out more at the weekend on what is a superb weekend of racing at Cheltenham, and some good racing at Doncaster as well. The feature race at Cheltenham, by the way, just have a quick look ahead to that. That is the Caspian Caviar Gold Cup, where Rather Be is the 3-1 favourite. Baron Alco, 13-2, bidding to follow up that great success at Cheltenham a few weeks ago. I think he's £6 higher or something like that. Maybe 7. Mr. Medic is 9-1. 9-1 for Frodon. 9-1 for War Sound. Guitar Pete is 10s. 12-1 for Full Glass. 14s for Catamaran the Soy. And 16-1 are bigger prices for the others. A typically open Cheltenham handicap chase of this grade, you know, of this kind. Although Rather Be's quite short there at 3-1. Do you think he's got a favourites chance?
It is quite sure, isn't it? I did raise my eyebrows when I looked at the odds, clearly being well backed and well supported for it. And the Cheltenham race on the 17th of November is the key bit of form which mixes up a few of these. As you say, Baron Alco won that day. Frodon, you know, ran really well to be second. I've got a feeling that if looking at that, I mean, Rather Be was travelling really well, got brought down 4 out. So it's a question mark, isn't it, really? Because can be travelling well doesn't mean that come those last few yards there would have been anything in the tank left. So, but clearly the way it's being well found in the market at present, connections are pretty hopeful that that will be the case. And you can't blame for the fact that it was brought down ultimately. It's not like it was an error on the horse's behalf. So I think out of the ones, I think the race possibly favoured Baron Alco and Frodon last time. Whether they've had, if you like, their day in the sun for now, I think possibly, I think I'd fancy from that race Guitar Pete perhaps to reverse the placings. Obviously won the race last year, only £3 higher now, so not a lot of difference there. And I think the way he did the best of the held up horses, didn't he, last time? It was also... Baron Alco had already run, Frodon had already run, so I think Guitar Pete had come second in a Wetherby race in November, but maybe that was perhaps, this horse just needed a little bit more time and to come to the boil. I'm sure they will have focused when they were looking through the programme foot to try and go for a repeat in the same race. So I'd be tempted to go with Guitar Pete, especially at the odds over the two that beat him last time here. Further down the list, I mean, there's a lot of horses that have, you know, started the season well. Mr. Medic, War Sound, both last time out winners. But I think they'll have to go something to, you know, I think Guitar Pete would be my each way selection. But I wouldn't be surprised if Rather Be comes out on top. It's just a bit skinny for me.
Guitar Pete 10-1, a quarter of the odds, 3 places each way on the William Hill website at the moment. So certainly a bit of juice in that 10-1 for Guitar Pete. And you're in good company as well, because Lord John Budden, when I spoke to him about the race yesterday, he likes Guitar Pete as well. Oh. So So how about that?
Yeah. I'll leave it up to the listeners to decide whether that means it's a double whammy to avoid or...
or doubly positive. Yeah. It might be that one. Move on. Let's get stuck into Wednesday's racing then. Tom has poured through the form for some of the all-weather action coming up on Wednesday. We start with a selection in the 12:40 at Lingfield, a selling handicap over 7 furlongs. And with it being a selling handicap, some of these races are very tricky and races that, in some cases, people would avoid. So what's made you choose it, Tom?
Well, I suppose the fact it's a selling one, does it make, aside from what happens after the race, if you like, it's a handicap effectively, isn't it? So it's slightly different to the normal sellers. My first selection is going to be the horse sitting at the top of the weights, Filamundo. Now, I mean, this horse has an official rating of 66, so he only scrapes into it under these new regulations that allow them, if they're 1 or 2 pounds over, to get in if there's not enough runners. Only had the 6 runs. Last 4 of which have been on the all-weather. Not yet run at this track, but since entering handicaps, well, he has shown some improvement. Now, it was the 29th of November 2017, handicap debut at Wolverhampton, but finished 4th, held up, made headway, ran on nicely, hung a bit left. Now, I guess that's the one issue. Where has he been for the year? Got to raise some concerns, but I think it's interesting that Connections have been patient rather than moving him on. You know, they have ammunition to go and purchase new horses if necessary. So he came back just over a month ago, ran at Chelmsford, 3rd there in a 0-70 handicap, only beaten a couple of nosers. In fact, he was held up, had to go very wide. We know that's usually going wide at Chelmsford's not handy. Being held up isn't usually handy, even though this time actually all of them that featured in the finish were held up. But it was a pretty decent return to the track after such a long absence. Drops in class here. I think one would hope he ought not to be hit by the dreaded bounce factor, given he's been given a whole month off since that run back. Just really ought to find this race well within his means. And if you look at the rivals, well, Fieldsman's 0-17 on the all-weather, drawn wide, and just doesn't win very often anyway. Bond Street Bow, 0-7. I think it's been a little bit disappointing the last twice, to be honest. Deeds Not Words, never won over further than 6, and just as a horse who should win more races than he does. Sea Shack, first run New Yard, but lost the plot totally for previous Connections. Golden Footsteps didn't enjoy hurdling the other week, but was on a downward spiral on the flat for previous trainers. Declamation, first run for New Yard through enforced circumstances. Tends to run his best races over 6 these days, and I just don't think it's been looking like winning. Swiss Cross scored over 6 at Kempton, but generally out of form. Marzell's just been running poorly. Mr. Andros has shown little in recent outings. Got to be honest, I think Mr. Andros could be a danger if he gets a position in the race in the early stages. Tends to find himself out the back quite a lot and never getting into it. So that would be an interesting, perhaps one of the main dangers, if you like, I would say, to Filamundo. And Thunder Bellwell, likely race, might try to go forward from the low draw, but just can't have it myself. So I think this is a perfect opportunity for Filamundo. And to be honest, if he has got a few little ailments or, you know, bad legs or something, and they do want to move him on, well, they'll want a good run from it, won't they?
They will. Filamundo, the selection in the 12:40 at Lingfield then for Tom, and his second selection comes in the 6:15 at Kempton Park. This is a handicap over 1 mile and 3 furlongs. We've got a field of 11 set to go to post for this. Some of them in decent form as well. Shirishigan arrives here in winning form. Get Back has won 2 of his 4 starts, still lightly raced. You've got Smiley Bagel, who was a winner 2 starts ago. It's not a bad race. There's some decent runs in here.
So which do you think I've picked?
I think you've picked... Well, I would say most people would go for Get Back, but I don't think you follow that kind of angle. Enlighten me. What should we go for?
I think I've possibly been quite brave with this one. Wimpole Hall.
Okay.
I'm going to take a chance. I think he ought to be an attractive each-way price.
It'd be a big price, I imagine.
Yeah. I mean, he's only won 4 races in his career. I think it's a bit of a... I don't want to say travesty, because it's not that bad, but ought to have won more, I think. 3 of them have been on the all-weather, including one here that was now over 2 years ago and over a shorter trip than what he now runs over. And now this horse won at Chelmsford at the start of the year. And at I just thought the way he took that race apart suggested he'd have a decent year. But he's just become frustrating. Sometimes he's too keen. Sometimes he's not ideally placed during the race. Had a summer break. And his underachievement, in all honesty, has continued in the 3 races back. He's become vulnerable to starting slowly, like he did here at the start of October, where he stayed on late to be 3rd. Last time at this track, went back to being keen again. Possibly denied a bit of a clear run late on. I just can't help but think that he represents good value when he gets a decent pace to aim at and doesn't fall out the stalls. I think there should be some pace in this race. Handicap has given him another pound for what it's worth. And hopefully it can be got out of the stalls. I just think this horse is an underachiever. And this race may set up. And finally we'll see Wimpole Hall go back to that Chelmsford form. And again, when I went through the other runners, I wasn't that keen on many of them, despite them a few of them having run well recently. I mean, Lexington Law didn't enjoy hurdling and has got questions to answer at present. Ezanak is interesting moving to this stable, but I mean, hasn't been seen on the flat for a long time. Sari Shagan pops up now and again, and one of those now and agains was last time. Pretty much led from start to finish that day, just up £3. But will everything go quite his way as perfectly as then? I think that's... Well, I'm going to hope not, I guess. Al Bashir just appears to have lost his way. Sunday Prospect, lightly raced individual, now back up in trip. Not sure that will suit, and I think this is a tougher race. Dorella ran really poorly last time, needs to bounce back from that. Here's Alice, won a weak race at Bath. I think this is different standard to that. Get Back, likely favourite. One of those attractive profiles that catch the eye of many. Two wins, four runs, including when winning here last time. I think I fully respect the horse. Just think he got a very good ride that day. £4 extra on his back in a better class contest. Just would put me off going, you know, if he wins, I'm not going to be overwhelmed with shock. But at the same time, I think there's enough reasons to not go with him at what I anticipate will be quite a short price. Smiley Bagel, really consistent individual, cracking strike rate. You know, 6 wins, 17 starts on the all weather. Does drop back in trip here. I just think this is a better standard than the races he's won. And I think King of the Sand will need more from this step up in trip. So I think at a price, Wimpole Hall, you know, if it clicks, I think he can win. If it doesn't click, I still think there's a chance that we can get in the place money.
Okay, could be a bit of value then. Could be a nice price about Wimpole Hall in that 6.15. And that goes along with Tom's selection of Philamundo in the 12.40. Pleasure as always, Tom. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy the action on Wednesday. That's the thoughts of Tom Morley then on Wednesday's action. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 11:30 a.m. Bobby Beavers, Kevin O'Malley and Chris Pimlott in the studio. Hexham, Leicester and Lingfield in the afternoon. And Kempton taking us into the evening with a twilight meeting. So plenty to get stuck into. Do join the guys for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast. And enjoy Wednesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.